Did you ever visit the Ford factories in Michigan?
I did. I went up there. They had a 6 weeks class up there to kind of bring us on and teach us in their manner. Yeah, I went to that. I went over there in 1956. And the fellow that went flew back there with me, we both bought the new cars right off the line and drove them home. My wife was going to have that 6 weeks that I was gone was the last 6 weeks of my life. My wife's pregnancy with our first child, she called me on the phone and she said, I hope you're coming home soon because I think we'll have that baby any time. So this the car, he went to Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, and where he had gone into business with his dad down there. And we started for home, and we went through, we went through Indianapolis that had one of these round circles that you go around, and he turned it the wrong place. And so when I realized he had done that, well, I spun around and took off to chase him. And he thought I was in front of him, so he was driving 100 miles an hour in places trying to catch up with me. I waited until he ran out of gas after we traveled about half a day. And I pulled in behind him, and he said, where'd you come from? I said, damn, I'm trying to catch up with you. Well, anyway, we went through another large city on the way home. I can't remember which one it was. And it's a school zone. Fortunately, the kids were out on the street that like I wouldn't go through there, but I went past there pretty fast, and the cop stopped me, and he said, where the hell do you think you're going? And I said, I'm going to Stillwater, Oklahoma. I said, if you get out of my way, I'll take off. And he said, what's the rush? And I said, my wife is having a baby. I said, it'd probably be born before morning. And he said, get going, boy. And so he let me go, and I got home. And I got home at 9 o'clock that night. I walked in the door and I said to my wife, I said, whatever you do, don't have that baby tonight. But sure enough, at 7 o'clock the next morning, it was born.
And you were there.
And I was there.
What is your wife's name?
Well, her name is Earl Ann Thomas, EARLEANNE. She was named after one of her dad's good friends, whose name was Earl. He didn't have an E on the end of it, but since she was an E, well, they put an E on the Earl and E on the end, Ann. And when I kid her sometimes, I call her Early Annie.
How many children did you have?
We have four children. We were married for 2.5 years before we had any. And the first one was a daughter. Her name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah Scott Thomas.
And then you had three other children.
And then I had three others. And I'll tell you why I named her Scott. While I was up there to that Ford school, why there was a gal that was like a Sonia Heaney that was one of the top ice skaters. And I went to see her performances a couple of times. And so when I got home, I told her we were talking about what we were going to name her. And I said, let's put Scott in there. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll call her Debbie while she's up to 16. And when she's hit 16, we're going to start calling her Scott, because in those days, it was harder for women to get into a lot of good jobs and things, you know. And so she took over the name of Scott. And I said, they'll think when she turns in an application or something, they'll think that she's a male and they'll interview her. And it worked. Most everybody from then on calls her Scott. We still call her Debbie.
And then your other two?
Well, we had our first son was born about 20 months later. What he did is when he got out of school, he said, Dad, you know, you go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and you don't get home till 8 o'clock at night. And he said, I want to work for you for about 6 years. Well, that 6 years turned into the fact that he came in and he worked at our sales department and the sales manager, and then I gave him an ownership in it. Our second son is just a year or a week younger than the older boy. Two total personalities, total two personalities completely. A little bit of Obama's, he's not Obama's boy as an adult, but he was kind of Obama's boy when he was a little boy. When he got out of college, I told him, I said, you know, the town's just not big enough for all of us. And I put him in a Bronco and I said, I want you to get that thing and start driving west and don't stop till you get out of sight. He'd call his mother sometimes and say, not me. And he'd call his mother and say, you know, how come I can't come home and be in a car dealership now like this since David is? And we'd say, well, you're doing well, so just stay where you are. But I finally caved in and let him come home. So then he worked at took over our sales department when he came back to Stillwater. Then we had another child come along, and he's just 53 years old. And I said, we should have called you Oops. I've got to tell you what, he is a really a well-educated person, that kid is. He's got a high IQ.